Looking to go to the biggest internet radio live event on the Eastern Seaboard? Well, go to the second annual More Like Radio live event, a tribute to Otto Peterson, Saturday, August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair. Come see your favorite comedians and possibly Mersh if you could get a ride. $10 suggested donation. All proceeds would go to benefit the Otto Peterson family. August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
This is John Benjamin, and you're listening to the Nerd Hour.
Yeah, so how do you like that with iTunes being a dick and freezing? Yep. So, welcome to another episode of the Nerd Hour. This is, it's just me today. So there's that. Yeah. I will try to, just so everybody knows why there's going to be just an hour-long episode today. Let's just say that, Ariel was going to make it, and I was like, okay, so what I'll do, we'll do an episode, you know, maybe get her for the first half hour, you know, then I'll go to break so that, you know, I can just kind of get my shit set together and then do the rest of the show. And then she wasn't able to because of her job, which it happens with work. So I decided if I was going to do it myself, I was going to end up having to do just an hour because Saturday is also, by the way, podcast recording day. And listen, I usually do like an hour episode of that, and I wound up because of I had an interview, well, conversation with Halls for the part of that episode, that ended up going from being a 1 hour episode to being a 2 hour episode recorded. So between that and between it just being me because I procrastinated finding a backup, I figured I wanted to do some form of a show, an episode. So you know, I figured better make it just an hour instead of just having no show or trying to play a replay from a week ago. I'd rather just do a show. I'll just yammer on about a few things here. I'll check the chat once every while, see if anybody's in there saying stuff. But in the meantime, let's talk some stuff, shall we? First off, I noticed an article that Chloe Grace Moretz, you know, Hit Girl from Kick-Ass 1 and 2, is basically blaming piracy for the fact that there probably won't be a Kick-Ass 3. Now, here's the thing, though. If piracy was the reason that there's not going to be a Kick-Ass 3, then piracy should have also been the reason there wasn't a Kick-Ass 2. But Kick-Ass 1 still did well enough to warrant a Kick-Ass 2. So maybe, I haven't seen the movie yet, but maybe, just maybe, maybe the novelty wore off. That could be the case. You never know. I don't think it's reasonable to blame piracy, especially considering piracy is the reason people get into certain movies in the first place. Piracy is the reason people get into a lot of bands in the first place. So to kind of lump it up and just blame piracy is ridiculous. Maybe blame Jim Carrey suddenly deciding, I'm not going to do any promotional work for this movie because of the killing, even because of the school shooting that, you know, now is just a forgotten memory to a lot of people. Maybe that's one of the reasons. The fact that there was just massive bad press, or the fact that as far as Aaron Taylor Johnson movies, it got quickly overshadowed by Godzilla and Avengers Age of Ultron 2. So let's not pretend that it's just, just piracy. There's a few other factors that could go along to this one. Now, like I said, I haven't seen it. I've kind of read things about it. I mean, some people have thought it was, people loved it. But like I said, I think it's just the novelty is worn off. And another difference, too, you had the first one who had a really good villain in Mark Strong. And now I'm seeing, now you've got, you know, Goofy McLovin trying to carry being the bad guy all by his lonesome. I'm just, I'm eventually going to watch it, though. I mean, I will at some point. But I feel like it's just, compared to the first one, it's not going to be that good. But that's more indicative probably of the fact that the first one was really good. Don't get me wrong. But still. Speaking of sequels, I had the pleasure of watching Machete Kills a few weeks ago. Holy crap. That movie is ridiculous. I thought the first one was ridiculous. This one took it to another level. I watched it on Netflix, and first off, holy crap, some of the shit they did in that movie. Charlie Sheen as president was actually better than I expected him to be. I kind of figured he was going to do way too many of his in-jokes. There was one or two, but not that bad. Mel Gibson. I really liked Mel Gibson in the movie. I don't know, there's something about him, probably the fact that he is batshit crazy, but there's something about him that makes him able to just constantly play batshit crazy characters. Again, probably the fact that he is batshit crazy, so there's always that chance. But I liked his character, and I like the fact that they kind of made it with an eye for having a sequel, so maybe we're going to get another one at some point, and that way, it's Machete Kills again in space, and which just looks fantastic. It's so ridiculous. And they gave Mel Gibson's character a metal mask so they could recast people. There was one, they had a fake trailer for Machete Kills Again in Space. And the trailer had it as Leonardo DiCaprio playing that character. And then it says, casting could change at any moment. Which, again, nice touch. I kind of like that fact a lot. What was weird, though, I'm noticing with the original Machete, that they intercut some of the footage from the trailer in that. And it worked. It actually ended up working well. I mean, the movie did well enough to warrant a sequel, right? Hopefully we get the Machete Kills Again in Space, though, because Robert Rodriguez seems to have a lot of fun with that movie. And while I'm at it, I figure I should talk, it's like the elephant in the room. I figure, we got to talk about the Batman versus Superman news at this point. And we got Western Echo in chat. He says it was okay. The novelty did wear off. Yeah. Machete in Space is going to rule. Western Echo agrees with me. But yeah, the novelty did wear off for Kick-Ass, Western Echo agrees. And he's usually pretty tough, Western Echo, on movies, but he's also, he's consistent and his opinion is usually pretty good on movies. So if he also agrees the novelty wore off after seeing it, I'm going to have to agree with that one. There's some casting news for Batman and Superman, Dawn of Justice. Why do they have to put Dawn of Justice in there? Who knows? I don't know. They've got a little bit of casting. Someone from All Hail the King. He starred in an unspecified role. The actor's name is Scott McNary. Scoot, they put in here. Scoot McNary, I think his name is actually. And he was from Marvel One-Shot, All Hail the King, Argo, and a few other things here. And he has actually been announced to join the cast of the Batman movie. Now, if you look at a picture of him, there's two possible roles that he kind of looks like he would fit in for. In a way, he kind of looks like he could play Dick Grayson as Nightwing. But in a way, if you kind of, give him brown his hair up a little bit, he could also easily play Hal Jordan. So he just kind of got that face. Although, I don't know. It's really odd saying that person could play two distinctly different characters. Hal Jordan's a good amount older, I think. I think, in comic book lore, Hal Jordan's closer to the age of Batman than he is to the age of Nightwing, so maybe it's just weird, but it's weird that he does look like he can play either one. And I'm excited. I'd rather, though, be Nightwing, just because I'm still holding out hope, even though he's getting older now, that Nathan Fillion eventually gets cast, but I don't think they'd do it because he's up there, a little up there in age, but it'd still be awesome if we had Nathan Fillion as Hal Jordan. It would be perfect, almost too perfect, Warner Brothers. More perfect than Jason Momoa as Aquaman, right? More perfect than Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor? All right, Jeremy Irons as Alfred, though, is kind of badass. I will give it that. I was actually reminded of Jeremy Irons via Dead Ringers a few weeks ago, so that reminded me of that casting decision here. Lead actor in Monsters. Oh, okay. I've still got to see Monsters, but he's telling me that Scoot McNary was also the lead actor in Monsters. He's going to... Now, just like Gareth Edwards got a big break with Godzilla, looks like he's getting one with this movie. And I think Monsters was one of the ones that they listed on there. My contacts are starting to dry up and stuff. So, He does look like he could be in the, you know, either role. He kind of, like, in a way, if you clean him up, he kind of looks like he'd be Nightwing, but if you kind of decide to go the Hal Jordan route, you could as well. Now, here's the one thing, though. I also have heard something odd. Now, I've been reading a lot of comics lately, and actually, no, before I go to that, Shia LaBeouf is an idiot. He's a complete idiot. I'm just so glad that he's not in the Transformers movies anymore, because he's just being a dummy. And again, that is saying something, because Michael Bay is just the epitome of child. So, hey, let's back it off, stupid. Holy crap. He's wearing a bag on his face now at some thing saying that I'm not famous anymore. I'm tired of these, like, former IT actors who just go batshit crazy. The act is old. Just stop it. You just try too hard to be Tom Hanks and get it over with, you ass. I'm not as bitter as I sound, I do want to say. Let's see, Western Echo. Side note, Gareth Edwards will direct. Yes, he's going to direct the Star Wars sequel. That is true. And also, speaking of giant monsters and giant robots, Pacific Rim 2 is actually happening. I'm surprised. I mean, I like the, even though Western Echo didn't like, that's the one of the movies we didn't agree on. I was surprised because it didn't perform as well as people thought it would in the box office, and it's getting a sequel. But you know, Guillermo, as long as Del Toro's directing, I will watch it. Because it just, I like his style. But yeah, Pacific Rim 2 is actually happening. There's that. You know. Look, Olivia Munn wants to be in Assassin's Creed movie. The Assassin's Creed movie is actually happening now. Every 5 seconds I hear, well, no, it's happening, but it's not happening. Well, no. It's happening again. Okay, now it's happening yet again. I'm just weird hearing about that. And just, I'm actually tired of hearing about Assassin's Creed the movie, because it's not going to happen. They're just going to dick around. By the time it does happen, it'll just be horrible. It'll just be pretty bad. And then we'll just be like, oh, man, why did they have to make this? They won't have Michael Fassbender like they should have for that movie as Altair. No, they'll have someone who, you know, they could hire, you know, instead of Michael Fassbender. Because Michael Fassbender is too busy being a badass as Magneto. That's why they won't be able to hire Michael Fassbender. So there's that. I'm saying there's that a lot, I'm noticing. So I'll try to stop. But I do want to point out some movies that I recently got this week. And I'm pretty much talking to Western Echo at this point, because he's the only one in chat at this point. It's Saturday night. I was last minute with, hey, there's going to be an episode. So that would explain that. And, oh, wow, it's getting close to, you know, it's getting close to 12, you know. I am going to take a pretty lengthy break, just letting everyone know. But, you know, just because I need to rest the vocal cords. Maybe it'll be lengthy, maybe it won't. But I actually got a few movies this week that I'm going to start watching. I've had Being John Malkovich, so there's that. But I got M, the movie by Fritz Lang. I also got Ingmar Bergman's Summer Interlude, and also Island of Lost Souls, which is pre-code Hollywood horror. So I'm always interested in seeing those, like just kind of seeing what they did back then that led to that code. So any movie that is like that, I just pick up and watch or download and watch. This one was actually, you know, it was a adaptation of the book The Island of Dr. Moreau. You know, the book that they made the shittier movie with Val Kilmer and Marlon Brando. That one, yeah. Well, I bet you Island of Lost Souls, though, is far better than the shitty Dr. Moreau movie in here. So, Western Echo, maybe it'll happen 10 years later, like the Sin City sequels. Good point. You know, those Sin City sequels are taking forever. They're like, hey, yeah, give it a couple years, A Dame to Kill For. It's going to happen. Oh, no, wait, never mind. We're just going to take our sweet time. Mickey Rourke's going to just be a slab of meat at that point as Marv. So, no, we'll definitely take 10 years, though. We'll wait till after Mickey Rourke has gotten playing an aging wrestler and being an Iron Man 2 out of his system. That's what we'll do. Yeah, we'll show them Hoo-ah. So, what else do I want to talk about? I'm bummed because the season of Louis ended. And, I mean, I know some people disagree, but I think it was probably one of the best seasons of Louis. It was, he focused less on comedy, but it was very experimental. And it, and someone pointed this out, it had the feeling of an indie film. And I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. I like that. That's, you know, I like that Louis's not afraid to just go against the grain with that show. That's one of the reasons I like that show so much. But I watched the season finale a couple days ago, and holy shit. Okay, you know what? Spoilers for those who haven't seen it yet. If you have not seen the season finale of Louis yet, I advise you to not listen further at your, unless you're risking getting spoiled. Unless you don't mind that you're about to get spoiled, I am going to get into details of the season finale of Louis. Now, that I have, you know. Before I get to that, another one. Let's wait until Michael Clark Duncan dies. All the Dennis Hayes reprising the role should be good, he says. All right. But here's the thing. All right. So, you know, spoiler alert, just in case, you know, because I don't, you know, I want to talk about this. Probably the funniest episodes of the season, of this season of Louis, were the season finales. Because him and Louis and Pamela Alden have this great chemistry, and they've been it's been apparent since Lucky Louie happened that those two are very good together in terms of acting. And for those who don't know, there was that whole weirdness during that elevator, or you know, that elevator six-parter, where Pamela comes into town and is suddenly like, "Yeah, I would kind of want to pursue things with you, even though I've, you know, just kind of turned you down ruthlessly every time you've made an advance." But now she's saying that when Louis's kind of seeing somebody for the month. And then before they went to the three-parter of In the Woods, you had Louis trying to, you know, kind of make a move on her awkwardly like he usually does. But the last two episodes of the season, it shows them together pretty much. I mean, the first one is their date, which has a really funny scene where they're at an art gallery and there's an exhibit there with a loud big radio speaker and a button that says push here. Now Louis's going to push it. She's trying to tell him not to. And the best I will say is this. When Louis does eventually press the button, because you know he will, he's not going to listen. But when he eventually presses the button, all you hear is, as 360 and 420 would call it, loudly, and what sounds like his voice. So there's other people behind them, and they think that he just loudly screamed out, they're all offended, and he's trying to explain himself, and he's pressing the button. As he's pressing the button, it's making different sounds. I thought that was very well done. And Louis and Pamela, as portrayed in that show, have the most frustrating dynamic of a show I've ever seen, because you know they would be good together, but it's so awkward. And for a while, she just so had no interest, even though, again, they would be good together. But, again, it's finally good to see, you know, see this end up going right for Louis. It's kind of awesome to see. Now, it's not that it's not rocky. I mean, there's some scenes in there where he gets more legit pissed at her. But, yeah, like, and what I really liked is at one point there's a callback to a previous episode, a callback to the episode where he made that, you know, he was hanging out with her, and there was that whole big speech that he had. There's a callback to that episode, which I love. I love continuity control in a TV series. I'm so glad Louis did that. There's some spontaneous segments in the episodes, the two episodes, that are great. I mean, it's just great to see. I'm glad they finally went that route. It wasn't just Louis constantly getting shit on, which would have gotten old. But now we're going to see the new dynamic with them, because, I mean, they're kind of dating, I guess, now. That's how the season pretty much ended. So, you know, I'm interested in seeing that dynamic. So I can't wait to see how FX plays it out. Now, I missed the first couple minutes of the episode because my DVR is a douche. I'll point that out. And also, I was able to watch the end of the In the Woods thing. Holy shit, Jeremy Renner was fantastic in those episodes. It wasn't a lot of Louis C.K. in that one because, you know, it was mostly a tale of him as a kid. But Jeremy Renner, and the kid who played Louis was good too, but Jeremy Renner as, like, the pot dealer. Like, and I like the fact that he was a nice guy usually, but, like, I guess, you know, he's got to keep that front of not being someone to fuck with. Maybe he did it to kind of scare the kid away, but, you know, and it was just heartbreaking to see the teacher's reaction when Louis admitted that he was the one who stole the scales. Like, holy crap. That was just, like, the whole thing was intense. And I like the fact that at the end, Louis was just kind of like, he didn't try to be the parent that was overruly, seeing the mistake his parents made about being nasty about it. And he was being supportive of his daughter, but, you know, telling her just be careful. Well, you know, I mean, it, really good episodes. And, you know, some people are kind of, I've noticed, and I've noticed this a lot from some comedians, too, that now, like, I'm guessing this is a sign that a show or a person has become big enough, or a little big, that or a little popular, is when suddenly people are starting to kind of, you know, kind of speak out against that person or that show. Like, I've seen some comics on my Facebook just kind of make remarks, and I find it ridiculous. First off, none of us are in the place where we can criticize at that point. We haven't achieved that yet. So there's a lot, like, I sense a lot of bitterness in some people when they talk about how, when they basically complain, it almost seems complainy when they talk about how, Louis C.K. can do no, people think no, he can do no wrong. Blah, blah, blah. No, dude, maybe it's because he's funny and he's at the top of his game lately. Maybe that's why it is. All right. And if he did something that would warrant complaining, people would complain. Not just the people who are complaining now, who are just doing it because he's really popular now. He's been in a ton of movies now. Like, he's suddenly in movies like American Hustle. He's got a show that's successful, and he's probably going to win some Emmys. Let's face it, that especially for the In the Woods episode, he's definitely going to win some Emmys for that one. So, I mean, hey, Louis's character isn't. Yeah, Dennis, Louis's character isn't going to fuck that relationship up. No way. Yeah, no, that's a thing, though, and that's another reason why I like watching it. Because you know eventually the other shoe's going to drop, and he's just going to screw it up big time. And the same thing with Marin. Marin is another favorite of mine. I watched the last four episodes because, I've missed some. Marin's on Thursday, which is a bad time for me because I'm either working out or getting listening to Cousin Joe or getting ready for Mark Out Radio. So it's not a bad time slot for me, or also going on dates in the city last minute. But Marin is such a good show. So Mark Marin, like, again, I don't know, maybe it's just I like these kind of shows, but Mark Marin is great in the show. And I was watching an episode. It had two guest appearances and then a whole segment featuring Mark's family and just the dysfunction they show. It kind of hits close to home for me. But it started with him and CM Punk talking about their families and, like, their, you know, just their weird beliefs of them thinking they're fat, like CM Punk going into everything about his body dysmorphic disorder, which, for those of you who heard the By the Way podcast episode with him on it, he does mention that maybe next time he's on, he'll talk about that. And then the end of the episode features an appearance by David Cross, which, just, it makes the episode worth watching because there's two great guest appearances, plus, you know, Mark's overbearing mother, who is telling everyone they could stand to lose a few pounds. His father, who's just a lunatic, let's face it, a manic depressive lunatic who just goes into different schemes. It's just, it's great. I mean, and I can't wait for season three of that. I can't wait for the next season of Louis as well already, just the way these episodes have been. I wish Legit could have also been renewed, but I'm not going to harp on that too much longer. I mean, granted, I might. I mean, look at how I was with Terriers. I was pretty harpy with that, so I could still be harpy with that. So, yeah, but yeah, no, I agree with Legend Echo. At some point, that relationship with Louis and Pamela is going to get screwed up. He's going to fuck that up so bad. And I'm going to feel bad when he does, but you can see it coming. It's kind of like watching Bates Motel and rooting for Norman to not become a crazy killer. But because of Psycho, you know he's going to be a crazy killer. But you still want to root against that happening anyway. That's kind of what's going to happen with this. You know Louis's going to fuck up that relationship. You don't want him to, though. So you're going to root against him fucking it up. But he's going to fuck it up anyway. So, I mean, but it's going to be a fun ride to enjoy. You know, and it would be kind of like the Marin episodes with the girlfriend that he had, where they broke up pretty quickly, like in season two. I think a few episodes in, they were just done after going to therapy. And, oh, that was another thing, too. Mark Maron was on the last episode of the season for Louis. I've noticed they like playing out as if they've got a ton of tension, which I'm guessing there is some there a little bit, but I kind of like that whole exchange between Mark and Louis and then the aftermath with Louis and Pamela when they're commenting on it. But it's fun to watch. I mean, you get the appearances by comedians. You get more segments at the Comedy Cellar again, which I've still got to go see a show at, but whatever. Oh, man. Sorry. I had to get some water. But I just, you know, I really hope that these shows stay a little longer just because, I mean, I've already lost legit. I can't stand to lose Louis or Marin. So, but all right. With that, I'm going to go on break. We'll be back. Again, this is going to be a little bit long of a break, but whatever. We'll be back right here on the radio dial.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ollie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ollie, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ollie. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
You know what, Marie? I was thinking about buying a new sex toy, and I really want to buy one, but I'm strapped for cash. What can I do?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Mitch. If you go to adamandeve.com, More Like Radio has a promo code for you where you can get 50% off your favorite sex toy.
Hold on, are you saying I can get the sexy slave kit for 50% off?
I'm saying absolutely you can get the full-on sexy slave kit. Just use promo code DEAL48 on checkout.
So if I use DEAL48 and I get my double Dutch dildo, is that all I get?
No, you don't, Mitch. Once you get your double Dutch dildo, you're going to also receive 3 adult DVDs for some inspiration with that double
Perfect,
Dutch dildo.
Perfect, because I still use a DVD player.
Excellent, I'm glad you do. But not only that, you're also going to get a free extra gift with your purchase, and also you'll receive free shipping on your entire order.
It's like Christmas in my pants.
Except you're having it this year.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Yeah, we can't sell Betsy's milk to no one. Absolutely no one.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You can't sell that milk.
Why is that? Like, I can't sell it.
I got pain. It's all I have. Yo, I got pain. I'ma smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, and puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread. You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room. 9 to 11, Saturday nights. It's on More Like Radio.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Eddie Murphy with a moment on colonoscopies.
I had a host jump some place in a long time, yes.
Well, Eddie, did a train do that for you? I mean, we were talking about trains earlier.
The training was putting a hose in my ass, but the training was also a doctor, you understand? So the doctor was putting a hose in my ass, but the doctor happened to be a transsexual. Oh. I picked this doctor up on the side of the road. I said, "Doc, you need a ride?" The doctor said, "Yeah, I'll give you free colonoscopy." I said, "Cool." Next thing I know, the police pulling over. "Hey, Eddie, what's the training doing with a hose in your ass?" I said, "Oh, it's a training? I didn't realize it was a training. So it's a doctor."
So are you sure this doctor had went to medical school and had a license to perform this?
Yes, I checked her degree.
Oh, okay.
She went to the University of American College. School.
I'm not medicine. Sure I've heard of that. I'm not sure that's an accredited
Oh, what's
school.
A medicine, though?
I mean, school up. Of medicine, yes.
Yeah, it is medicine.
She could have just bought that online, like from the Philippines and printed it out. I mean,
was it in crayon again?
No, she got that degree in Thailand, okay? She got it in Thailand.
Oh, okay. Did you enjoy your exam?
It was nice because, you know, she jerked me off while she was giving me the colonoscopy. So, you know, I went on both sides. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I see.
I let a transgender chick shove a garden hose in my ass one time. Yes.
But, Eddie, is that similar to, like, a colonic when you had a garden
hose
up here?
Yeah, but with a colonic, they put the water on and they wash the insides out and you shit everything out of you. It was supposed to fall out real quick. It falls out real quick, all right? What you think they're doing? They're running asshole by the car wash?
So you had, was this another tranny doctor?
No, this was a regular doctor.
Oh, so you actually went to a medical place.
This wasn't a tranny. This was just a dude at the car wash. He was washing my cars, washing my Mercedes-Benz one time. I said, "Yo, can you do me a favor? Can you do a quick colonic on me?" And the guy that showed a hot garden hose on my ass, wash my ass out real quick with a power cleaner. Yes.
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked great. Shit's still running out my ass, running down my leg 2 years later. Yes.
I don't think that works if it's still running down your leg after 2 years, Eddie.
Yeah, it's called anal seepage.
Oh, kind of like those chips. They still sell those chips that cause anal leakage?
Yeah, anal seepage chips. Yes, I used to have those, yes.
Did that cost you your opera career?
Yes. Once upon a time, I was going to be a big opera singer.
Well, you were a singer. What was your big hit single?
It was called Party All the Time. I did a song. It was called Party All the Time with me and Rick James. Me and Rick James did a song called Party All the Time. I did a song. It was called My Girl Like to Party All the Time. All the time. She liked to party all the time.
That's why you wrote it? Because your girlfriend, like, was your girlfriend a tranny?
Yeah, she liked to party all the time. She had a tranny. She had a big dick in between the legs. She liked garden hose and ass. She liked all that shit. She used to give me colonoscopies on Tuesdays only because I said I want them on Tuesdays. Yes.
Now, were you disappointed that your musical career didn't take off after this?
Yes.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
High Society Radio is now part of morelikeradio.com.
Who's all part of the more like of stars? Oh, who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Right. Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster
That's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Hey. On Monday nights.
Welcome to the slit party.
Yes.
Well, okay, maybe not. Listen to Marianne.
Oh my god, I would take the shits over throwing up anytime.
And Kitty.
Yeah, and you know what I like doing is sucking the cream out.
Wait, what the hell is this show about?
That's a bad vagina.
And I'm supposed to listen to this train wreck. Why?
Their show is so funny. Oh my god.
Well, if you say so, Kitty. So, when am I supposed to tune in?
How about, like, a Monday night at 9?
Okay, sounds good. Anything else I should know?
Better out through the mouth than the butt, right?
I think I'd rather have it out through the butt.
God, they don't pay me enough to do this goddamn shit.
Daytime Divas, Monday, 9 to 11 Eastern, only on More Like Radio.
Penis, 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 penis. Penis.
What's going on, folks? Or folk? Dennis, what's up, buddy? Yeah, one thing I don't like about using iTunes for my music is the fact that it's very hard to get the volume low enough for songs to talk over them. So you've actually got to make a music bed with those. Just saying, you know. I mean, obviously there's not that much time left. I kind of, made it to the, 30 minutes in. Break, 20 minutes, just talk about stuff. One thing I wanted to get into. I've been rereading issues of The Walking Dead. Because I've actually, at my job, I got Western Echo saying, yo, what's up, Western Echo, what up, bro? So I've been watching, I've been reading up on The Walking Dead again. I've read them all before, but, most of them at least, but, the thing is, I've decided to reread them in, other comic stories, because at my job on Saturdays, it's much slower than other days. So I usually wind up finding myself sitting around just waiting to, get calls. So I actually have a huge stack of trade paperbacks at my desk. And so I've been buying up, trades of The Walking Dead. And, just kind of reading them up. And I've noted, a few things in there since reading again. I forget how quickly, first off, that Shane was killed. I knew he was dead within the first trade paperback. But I forgot he was dead by, issue 6. Issue 6 went and he was done. Dunsky. What else happened? The first episode of the season of the show, The Walking Dead, basically just covers the first comic. That's all it covers. That's issue 1. They kind of skipped around a little bit, but it just goes to show you that there's so much to tell. They're 4 seasons in. They're barely halfway there as far as issue continuity. So if they wanted to get to now, it would take probably another 5 seasons, 4 to 5 seasons worth of material. So unless the ratings just go that bad into the shitter, that show's going to be around for a while, because it's a big moneymaker for AMC. But that's neither here nor there. Another thing I realized is, you like the character Tyrese in the show because he's played by a very sympathetic-looking guy in the guy who plays him, who was Cutty Wise in The Wire. But you forget the character he was. He wasn't a guy you would fuck with. Because I'm reading it and there's that whole part with his daughter and the boyfriend of the daughter, and they're talking about their whole pact they have where they just decide to kill each other. You know, just that plays out in an interesting way. It just leads to a savage moment by Tyrese, but then you go ahead a little further and you get a savage moment from Rick Grimes as well, in there, which it just leads to something where it just leads to a fight between the two, basically. And like, just, I don't know, that was the one weird thing about that comic, though, was that we never got that resolution between Rick and Tyrese. They were tense for a while. They, you know, started just when you thought they were starting to, like, get back in each other's good graces, Tyrese gets killed. Like, what the fuck, dude? I don't get it. They should have at least had that moment. But then again, maybe that's the point. Maybe wasn't supposed to happen. You know, and what was weird was Rick getting resented for it happening, allowing him to get killed. But Tyrese was right. If Rick had let them in, everyone would have died. So, you know, it was one of the tough calls that Rick had to make in the prison at the time. There's actually a lot that happens. I mean, Tyrese in the comic gets killed the way Herschel gets killed in the show. Oh, shit, we got a Red Sox sighting in chat.
Oh, shit, that's it. That's it. What?
Hey, Red Sox, just letting you know, because this episode is going to be shorter than normal. It's going till about 1, I'd say, because I'm the only one on. Because this episode's going till 1, Red Sox, after this episode's done, what you should do is download this week's episode of By the Way. That way, you can listen to the 2-hour episode that I put out that features a conversation with Halls of It's All About Me, Saturdays from noon to 2. Also, guys, you know, another just, let's see, bring back Cornax. Hey, listen, when he gets a computer, he will be back, but he hasn't gotten a new lab. He's pretty much, all right, you know what, while I'm at it, I'll give the update as far as I have it. Cornax is waiting until his laptop shit the bed. He's going to wait until he's going to build one, which I think is a smart idea. He's just going to build one so that way he can be on with a powerful machine that can handle doing radio, which will be good. You know, and he can take as long as he wants off. Just come back and be you, Cornax. You're good enough, bro. And once you're hey, you know what? I should eventually work on maybe building a show computer. Since I'm, you know, getting disposable income now, maybe I should put it towards a show. I won't, but it's a nice thought. I mean, you know. Let's see. He says he will, yes, download it. Also, while I'm at it, while I'm here trying to kill time, listen to the Sully Show tomorrow, noon to 2, because the guest there will be one Diamond Dallas Page, who, for those of you who don't know, who haven't been seeing, who don't follow me on Twitter, I guess, DDP Yoga is the workout that I did to drop 130 pounds in the last 11 months, or not 11 months, in the last 13 months. So, you know, he'll be calling in. You know, I'm a wrestling fan as well, so him calling in is awesome on two fronts. So you should definitely listen to it. I'm going to geek out. I'll probably end up hijacking the interview. Poor Sully gets the interview for the show. And then I just wind up fanboying out and asking a ton of questions. But I think he's probably expecting that, though. I am a bit of a talker. A weirdly just odd one, but still a talker, you know. As I'm looking in the chat, not if you burn your disposable income. Oh, yeah. Good point. Good point, Dennis. That is a very good point. Yeah, no, good point. If I don't burn my disposable income on all those dates, that is, you got me there. Hey, and it's a good story on Brain Stew, and you know, I mean, this one I'm actually not losing my shit about, so I'm good. Good, bro. Good. And then, you know, and that actually gets, that topic actually gets talked about on the episode of By the Way. Now, what do I want to talk about now? There's so much. I was reading up on a few things, and I've noticed a few things here. Oh, fuck. Can't remember. You know, I kind of want to talk about just cartoons that I was into as a kid and how like, which ones have kind of lost the novelty and which ones are still amazing to me. Like, for example, okay, I'm saying a lot again. I apologize, guys, but I'm trying. Anyway, Voltron, for example, still amazing. Still just gold. Transformers, still amazing. Still enjoyable. G.I. Joe, still amazing. Still awesome to watch. Ninja Turtles, still amazing. Still awesome to watch. GoBots. Mask. Oh, what was the other one? Oh, God. There was a couple other ones. Like, there was the one, like, cartoon action show with, it was like, I think the Bionic 6 or something like that. I remember loving that show as a kid. That show was my shit as a kid. Now, it's so disappointing. Because I remember I used to have the toys and shit. I think it's called the Bionic 6. I don't know. No, maybe not. I can't remember the name. But it was about, like, a family of, like, heroes, and they had, like, these... The action figures were weird, were that they were all die-cast metal, but they were posable, like, G.I. Joes. And they had, like, kind of clear but colored plastic, so that if you put the light, you know, the sunlight through it or whatever through it, it will just look like something glowing. That was a feature that was on a lot of toys back then in the day, right? For those who, you know, I feel like this conversation, Dennis is too old to get some of the references, and Red Sox is too young to get some of the references. But yeah, I mean, God, that's the reason why I'm skeptical now about watching shows that I liked as a kid, because it ruins your childhood. Like, because, again, when you are a kid and more innocent and just not as much of a douche and not, you know, not caring about certain things like plot development and writing and animation, you're just watching shit, oh my God, this is cool. It happens. And then you grow older, you become more bitter and more cynical, and then you're like, why did I watch this garbage? And I don't want to lose my thoughts on that show because I'm a bitter ass now. So, like, unless it's ones that I know are still awesome, like the ones I listed earlier in this topic, then I don't mention it. I just won't watch it again. And this brings me to something. Yes, sir. It brings me to the fact that Girl Meets World debuted with goofy Ben Savage and hot Jenna Fischel. Yeah, bitch. Now, Girl Meets World, I guess the daughter's autistic or something like that, and it's going, you know, Topanga and, you know, the boy who met the world. Them being married, and now their daughter is this, I fucking lost count or track or, it debuted yesterday. I haven't really read the reviews, but I don't know. Part of me is interested, part of me is not interested in watching the show. It just feels weird. Why are they doing it? Well, they're doing it now because to make the spinoff with the kid and them as married, I get it. But they could have, you know, did Boy Meets World the college years. You know, oh, no, never mind. We saw how that worked for Saved by the Bell. The new class? No. New Boy Meets World? No. No. I don't know. Who knows? I wonder, like, I haven't seen it yet, so don't spoil it, dicks, even though I spoiled episodes of shows. Oh, man. Have I told you guys I'm a little tired, exhausted because of shitty work jobs? No, I probably haven't told you guys that 20 times, but what is these? Anyone else excited for Age of Ultron yet? Because I'm excited for Age of Ultron. It's James Spader as Ultron. You've got just the freaking amazing writing of Joss Whedon. Robert Downey Jr. is back. The whole principal cast is back, and they're adding the Godzilla couple, Aaron Taylor Johnson and Elizabeth Olsen, and that shit. That's it. I liked it. That shit. So I can't wait for that. But again, like I said earlier, I'm starting to get more and more interested into that Man of Steel. You know, that one. So, you know, especially if depending on who Scoot McNairy is cast to play. Because either way, the two people that a lot of them are guessing, either way, it's good for me because they're favorites of mine, either Hal Jordan or Dick Grayson. That's going to be fun. And, you know, I hope it does well. I hope they don't mess up the casting and it just becomes shit. Can we just have a good movie? Can we have a good movie featuring either Dick Grayson or Hal Jordan? Can we have a good one featuring? And Mark Strong better be... If they reboot Green Lantern, Mark Strong better fucking be Sinestro. God damn it. Sorry. I just need to relax a little bit. Just thoughts of the Ryan Reynolds version of Green Lantern hurts. Because there's some things in there that were so good. And there were some things in there that were just so horrible. But hey, I saw it in the theaters. I did my duty as a mark for that comic book and watched it. I even owned it on DVD for Blu-ray for about 5 minutes. Yeah, that needs to be rebooted. But with Mark Strong still as Sinestro being there. But aside from that, it needs to be rebooted badly. Badly. All right, I'm petering out. It's still got a few minutes. I'll entertain you guys with some shenaniganery. Yeah. That's right, you guys heard the live version of the me drinking water to, you know. You know what, I can't wait. You know, this last thing's not going to be very nerdy. It's going to be more commentary about other shows of mine. I kind of really hope that Coletta's date that he was on that made him miss Brain Stew was good. Because I fully plan on making us be as douchey as possible next Brain Stew. When just pointing our dates out and just bragging relentlessly about it. I really want to do that because I kind of feel Hammy would get pissed. Not that I want to piss Hammy off, but I kind of feel like he'd react very well to that bit. So well. He'd be ecstatic to react to that. It'd be the first signs of excited, just happy about things that you'd hear as Joe Coletta and I are being just douchebags. And just, oh my god, guys, about it. He wouldn't mind at all, which is why I want to do it, because he'd obviously mind. And would be annoyed, because he's Hammy. Well, then again, I don't know, maybe not, because pissing Hammy off is like making Joe Coletta frustrated. Sure, it's funny for about 5 minutes, but eventually the cap's going to come off. So, maybe not, but I'm just letting you guys know, Red Sox and Dennis and whoever downloads some podcast and whoever's listening but not in chat. That's the thing, though. It's funny to do. So I'll probably still talk to Joe and see if his date went well. And if so, tell him, hey, let's do this bit. Because it'll drive him nuts. I also really hope... Actually, no. You know what? I will know if Joe's date went well. Because either I can ask him or I can just listen to the next Cousin Joe show. Because if it doesn't go well, he's not going to talk about it on air at all. Not at all. She won't be being called a goofy bitch at all, or a silly bitch. That's another one that he likes to use. You know, he won't do that at all, you know. West Western Echo. Let's see. The thought of Ryan Reynolds in response to anything hurts unless you're Ariel. In which case it still hurts, but in a good way. Oh, shit. The bad part is she's not here for that. That would have been hilarious for her to be here for that one. But yeah. And I can't wait. That just shows we're kind of dicks on the show and station. So I really hope Joe's date went well so we can rub it in. Because you know what? I feel bad now whenever we make fun of Coletta's personal life. Like, he's so self-destructive. I just want him for 5 seconds to not be self-destructive. Just like I want Kevin to not be self-destructive. I mean, listen, he's probably the highest functioning alcoholic on the station. I mean, look at the other competition. You got P-Rock, who gets so drunk, cut the feed Hammy becomes a hashtag. You've got Mersh. You've got, oh, fuck, P-Rock Dutch. Does I peter out? Let's see, P-Rock, Dutch. Who else is Mersh? You know, got those guys who've gotten themselves in very big trouble. Get fortunate with Kevin, when he gets drunk, all he does is just say funny shit on air, like hashtag fuck Dutch. Holy shit, that was hilarious. Holy shit. Kevin, bravo. That was funny as fuck. Granted, it's old news, but I still had to point that out. Very funny bit, sir. Even though you were drunk, so probably not a bit, but very funny nonetheless. Nonetheless, let's see. Wanting Coletta to not be self-destructive is like wanting Dutch to be sober and responsible. Sadly, Dennis is right. You're not going to get him to be self-destructive. But I hope against hope. It's kind of like what I said earlier about Norman Bates and Bates Motel. You don't want him to be self-destructive, but you know it's going to happen. But you still root for him to not be self-destructive. It's happening with Coletta. That's my thoughts on Coletta and his personal relationships that he just... And granted, it always makes good radio, which is the catch-22, because it's fantastic radio when he does it. But again, he's destroying his personal life. It's just, I don't get it. You know what it is? Some of us are way too honest about ourselves on air. And it just, you don't have that filter of what to say and what not to say, which is definitely something Coletta doesn't have. Anything involving a filter on Coletta, the only thing involving a filter he uses is cigarettes. That's the only thing that he uses a filter for, is just for smoking. So, again, I'd like to thank you guys for listening. Red Sox and Dennis. I'm going to be out here, you know. We'll be back next week, hopefully. Hopefully we'll get Ariel in this time. Nerd Hour, Ariel, at Hipster Punchy. All 8 shows in the station. Peace! Cemetery, and she would destroy Metroids. When she wasn't totally pissed, she was extremely annoyed. She stood up to every challenge, no matter however demanding. And her courage was amazing, and her boobies were outstanding.